ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin, which is a continuation from the Gemara before in Daf Mem Vav Omer Beis. In the Gemara we find that the Gemara says as follows: Our Gemara goes on to say that from the word cover, all one sees is this: it is from the word tikvrenu that we warn out. Our Gemara goes on to have the following shaila: In the Rambam, in Perkei Beis Melchasava Bachalaf, we find that the Rambam says as follows: Avam tziver shay kover ein shemin loy, shakavura mitzvah shenemar ki kover sik berenu. From the Rambam, L'chir one sees that the reason why in Sheminoi is because Kfura is a mitzvah, and based on the mitzvah of Kfura, for that reason in Sheminoi. But L'chir one has to understand Pshat in the Rambam, in our Gemara one clearly sees that if we are to say that Kfura is Misham Kapara, then if he says not to bury him, then we listen to him. As our Gemara says, Ha'omer Lebina Kapara, and only if we are to say that Kfura is Misham Bezina, then we say that we do not listen to him. But now everyone has to understand Pshat in our Gemara. How can we possibly listen to someone if someone says not to bury him? What happened to the mitzvah of Kfura? So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, and to explain Pshat the Shitas Rambam, we find that the Racha Mishnah explains as follows. In our Gemara we find two Lashonos. Of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishum Ben Yochai. In the first Lashon, Rabbi Yochanan says Mishum Rishum Ben Yochai. In the second lashon, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mishum Hashem ben Yochai." Remez l'kfura min atayra tamud loymer ki kaver sik pirenu mikan remez l'kfura min atayra. The Racha Mishnah explains that there is a tremendous machlokes between the two lashonos of our Gemara. In the first lashon, Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Hashem ben Yochai understands that there is a chiyuv kfura min hatayra, and from the Riboy of Sikbarenu we learn out that there is a chiyuv kfura by shar meisim min hatayra. On the other hand, according to the second lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Hashem ben Yochai, the chiyuv kfura by shar meisim is only a chiyuv midrabanan, and there is only a remez min hatayra, but there is no chiyuv min hatayra, and therefore the Racha Mishnah goes on to say this that we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara is a shaila of kfura as mishum kapara oy mishum bezyein, is only if we are to understand, like the second lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishum ben Yochai, that the chiyuv kfura is only a chiyuv midrabanan. If the chiyuv is only a chiyuv midrabanan, our Gemara has a shaila: is the chiyuv midrabanan mishum kapara oy mishum bezyein? And therefore our Gemara says that there is enough gemina as far as the shaila of a person says, "Do not bury me." Is there still a chiyuv akoyve midrabanan or not? But according to the first lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Hashem ben Yochai, who understands that a chiyuv kfura is a chiyuv kfura min atayra, for that reason, even if the person would say, "Do not bury me," but still, the chiyuv kfura remains. And for that reason, the Rambam says that even if someone says, do not bury him, but still we bury him, since there is a mitzvah of kvura, which is based on this, that the Rambam paskins, that there is a chiyuv kvura sameis min ha-Torah. That is how the Rosh Mishnah explains pshat in our Gemara, and explains pshat b'shitas Rambam. So again, the Rosh Mishnah explains that the machloikes between the two Rishonos is a machloikes if the chiyuv kvura is a chiyuv kvura min ha-Torah, or the chiyuv kvura is only a chiyuv midrabanan. And the second Lashon of our Gemara understands that the Chiyuv Kvura is only a Chiyuv Midrabanan with a Remez Min HaTorah. In Rabbeinu Chananu we find that Rabbeinu Chananu explains that according to the second Lashon of our Gemara, the Chiyuv Kvura is a Chiyuv Min HaTorah. Now, here one has to understand. If so, how are we to explain this? Rabbeinu Chananu goes on to say that for Kai Milan, that the Mitzvah Kvura is only a Mitzvah Midrabanan. Who is the Mount Domer who holds that the Chiyuv Kvura is only a mitzvah midrabanan? If Rabbeinu Chananu explains that the second Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rishon ben Yochai, holds that the Chiyuv Kvura is a Chiyuv min ha-Torah. So to explain Pshat b'Shitas Rabbeinu Chananu, one can explain Pshat b'Shitas Rabbeinu Chananu with one of two Mahalchim. Either one can explain Pshat b'Shitas Rabbeinu Chananu by saying, this Rabbeinu Chananu says, v'kaim one mitzvah zu midrabanani. Rabbeinu Chananu was referring to the Shita of Rav Chama, as we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara says, Omer Leish for Malko Rav Chama Kvura Min HaTorah Minayin Ishtik Voi Omer Leish Voi Midi. And our Gemara goes on to say that the reason why Rav Chama did not tell Shfar Malka that the Makar for Kvura Min HaTorah is from the Pasuk of Kikavar Sikberenu is because Sikberenu Loi Mashmalei, which Rabbeinu Chananu explains that Loi Mashmalei means Rav Chama himself did not hold the drasha of Sikberenu. And therefore, according to the Shita of Rav Chama, this that there is a Chiyuv Kvura is only a Chiyuv Midrabanan. This Rabbeinu Chananu says, V'kaimelon, that the Chiyuv Kvura is only a Chiyuv Midrabanan. And we paskin like Rav Chama, is a Chiyuv based on this, how we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara is a Shaila of the Chiyuv Kvura is a Chiyuv Mishum Kapara Oy Mishum Bezyena. And Rabbeinu Chananu explains, like you mentioned before, b'shem l'lach ha-mishnah, that the entire shayla of the Gemara is only if we are to say that the Chiyuv Kvura is only a Chiyuv Midrabanan. Al atzad, that the Chiyuv Kvura is only a Chiyuv Midrabanan, our Gemara is a shayla, is the Chiyuv Kvura mishum kapara, oy mishum bezyena. And for that reason, Rabbeinu Chananu says, v'kai malon, that the Chiyuv Kvura is only Midrabanan. From the stomach, the Gemara one sees that the stam of the Gemara understands like the Shita of Rav Chama, that the Chiyuv Kvura is only a Chiyuv Midrabanan. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat in the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananu. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananu is by saying that Rabbeinu Chananu understands that according to the first Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishon Bar Yochai, the mitzvah saseh of Kikavar Sikperenu does not apply to Shar Meisim, only the Lav of a Solon Nevasi Ala'etz applies to Shar Meisim, but the mitzvah saseh of Kikavar Sikperenu only applies to someone who was Nitle. According to the second Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishon Bar Yochai, then we say that the mitzvah saseh applies to Shar Meisim as well. And therefore this Rabbeinu Chananu says v'kaimon, that the mitzvah of Kvura Sameis is only Midrabanan. Rabbeinu Chananu means a paskin like the first Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishon Bar Yochai, that all one has is a lav, and one does not have the mitzvah saseh of Kikavar Sikperenu. But now one has to understand, even if we are to say that according to the first Lashon, one does not have the mitzvah saseh of Kikavar Sikperenu, what happened to the lav? And based on the lav, there should be a chiyuv kvura min ha-Torah in order not to be over on the lav. So to explain Pshat b'Shitas Rabbeinu Chananu, one can say as follows, that as far as the lav, in order not to be over on the lav, all one needs is to put the mace into an urn. As long as one put the mace into an urn, he will not be over on the lav of a solen nevase al ha'etz. This, that there is a chiyuv kvura b'karka, is only a chiyuv midrabanan according to the first lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And therefore, if someone will say, we will not be kaver him in karka, but rather we will only put him into an urn in order not to be over on the lav. And so do we find in the Ran. The Ran explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. This in the second Lashon of our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishum Rishon Bar Yochai Remez, Lekfura Min HaTorah, The Ran explains Remez Lakfuras Karka Minatera Shemoikain Hoyab Mashmash Hoy Mitzvah Elishema Vir Mikenega Pneroyan Dumya de Eights Shamateri Solon of Los Ala Eights Vizem of Work Meshamer Besamach Ema da Ovid Layargas. And therefore, this, that there is a Chiyuv Kfura Minatera, is only based on the second Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Shimon Bar Yochai. Well, clearly, according to the Ran, will come out that if one put the mace into an urn, he will no longer be over the lav of Oisawa Nevas Elaitz, but rather he will only have the mitzvah saseh of Kikavar Sikberenu. On the other hand, in the Ramban, in Teres Adam, we find that the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says as follows, that according to the second Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishimim Bar Yochai, without being kaver the mace and karka when is over in the lav loisolin of lase al ha'etz. As Ramban says, Nimtzinu amedim, shall oisa arnu mace v'niche b'veis ha'kvaras eina kvura, uvechal me'la mace yuva over olav. That is the shita of the Ramban. Here one can say that even according to the shita of the Ramban, this the Ramban says, that Aisa Arno Mace Minicha Vesakvaris Eina Kvura, one is over on the lav, Oisawan is only according to the second Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishon Bar Yochai. Since in the second Lashon was Neschadish, in order to be considered a Kvura, one needs to be Kaiver the Mace, the Karka. According to the first Lashon of our Gemara, a Kvura and an Arin will also be considered a Kvura. And therefore, one will not be over on the lav of Oisawan Nevas Ela Eitz with a Kfura in an Aron. From the round that we mentioned before, on the other end, it is Mashma. This with a Kfura in an Aron. The round understands one will not be over on the lav of Oisawan Nevas Ela is because the entire lav is dependent upon this that the mace is Begoli. As the round says, that the mitzvah she mavirin mekenege pnei aroyin dumya de'eit shamatei loisolin nevase ala eitz. And for that reason, as he mentioned before, l'chayra according to the Ran will come out, that even according to the second Lashon of our Gemara, but still if one was kovei ba'orin, one would not have the lav loisolin nevase ala eitz. Based on this, we mention b'shem the Ramban and the Ran, l'chayra comes out, that there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ran. As far as how to explain this, our Gemara says that the pasuk just said cover and not said sikberenu, then I would have explained cover to mean le'avid le'aron. According to the Ran, this how we would have said that cover means le'avid le'aron is because with this that there le'avid le'aron the mace is no longer begoli, and since the mace is no longer begoli, for that reason one is not over on the lav le'solin nevase ala eitz, which is dependent upon this, that the mace is begoli. On the other hand, according to Ramban, this, I would have said, that cover means ba'orin, is because without the word tekperenu, which is marbek kfuras karka, I would have said that kfuras orin is considered a kfura. And one does not need kfuras karka in order to be considered a kfura. For that reason was in schadish in tekperenu, that kfuras orin is kamandalesa, and kfuras orin is as if he did not do anything. And for that reason, with a kvuras aron, one is still over in the lav loisolin nevase al ha'etz. Now, here one has to understand pshat in our Gemara, what is pshat, and this how we find in our Gemara. That our Gemara is looking for makar, that there is a chiyuv kvuras ha'meis minatira. Why did our Gemara bring a raya from this? The kehanim are mutarim likvar es kreveyan. From there one sees that there is a chiyuv kvuras minatira. Had there not been a chiyuv kvuras minatira, then what is the heter for kehanim timetame lekreveyan? This is a kasha that the Makar Baruch asks in Chilkal Simon Wamagimel, and Ramosha asks in Yerdeya Chilkimel Simon Kuf Mem Aleph. To answer this kasha, we find a number of mahalchim. The first mahalch is this, what we find in the Makar Baruch, that even though one can prove from this that kehanim are metame lekreveyan, that there is a chiyuv kfura min ha'torah, but the chiyuv kfura min ha'torah is only on one's relatives. Our Gemara on the other end is looking for a makar that there is a chiyuv kfura for people that are not one's relatives, but rather the chiyuv kfura is muta al kol echad ve'echad. That is one mahalach with which one can answer this kasha, and for that reason our Gemara needs a makar that there is a chiyuv for kfura min ha'torah. Another mahalach is as we find by Ramosha. The Ramosha explains, even if we are to say that there is no chiyuv kfura min ha'torah, but still one does not need the chiyuv kfurim in Atayr in order to have a heter for kehanim to become tamei lekreveyan, but rather the heter of kehanim tamei lekreveyan is based on this, that kfur involves kavod hameis, and since kfur involves kavod hameis, for that reason there is a heter for kehanim to be tamei lekreveyan. And for that reason, Moshe is metzadet, that even if we are to say that there is no chiyuv kfura for an eiver min hameis, but still there is a havamina that a kohen should be metamei to an eiver min hameis of one of his krovim, as we find in the Gemara Nazir and Daf Mem Gimel on the base. Since again, the heter tamei krovim is not dependent upon this, that there is a chiyuv kfura, but rather it is dependent upon this, that it involves kavod hameis. And since kfura involves kavod hameis, even if we are to say that there is no chiyuv kfura, but still there will be a heter for kehanim to become tamei. That is the second mahalach as far as how to answer this kasha. The third mahalach is based on this that we mentioned before, that even if we are to say that there is no chiyuv kfura to be kover hameis bekarka, but still there is a chiyuv to put the mace into an aron, and to make sure that the mace is not moto begoloi. And therefore, if not for this, that there is a chiyuv kfura min hatorah, but still kehanim are metamin lekreveim in order to put the mace into an aron. And so too we find by Moshe, the Moshe goes on to say, Af mayhoya chiyuv kfura bekarka yevadei also aniach mesim hefker, dok siv lav doli soin shekoye gam alko mesim, vegam ksiv ki kovid oko apachas wa aniach es hames bemakim mechubit shaloi bekarka, Ukdamer hagmora, the yocha loymer ki covered the laavid loyarin. Vaaf beloy krozak, even the kalav the loysoner behechrich, tzorich, laaseis ma meis, dover shu covered loy. And for that reason, the heter of kehanim mitami o kreveim would be to do im ma meis, dover shu covered loy. That is the third mahalach as far as how to answer this kasha. Bishitas Rambam, we find that Achrenim ask a seeming stira. In the Rambam, in Perkei Beis Machasav al-Khalaf, we mentioned before, the Rambam says that if he was mitzavish, he cover ein sheminoi shakpura mitzvah shenemar ki cover sikberenu. From the Rambam, Ocher one clearly sees that there is a chiyuv kfuras hameis minatira, and so too we find in the Lachem Mishnah, as we mentioned before. On the other hand, in the Rambam, in Ochasavil Perkidar al-Khalaf, we find that the Rambam says that mitzvah sase shall the rei mavaker chilo unachim avilm alhoitzi ames uvasasek b'chol tzarche akvura. From the Rambam, it is mashma that the chiyuv kvura is only a chiyuv midir abanon. So to explain pshat b'shitas Rambam achir, one can say as follows. This, that the Rambam says, that there is a chiyuv kvura min atira, it is achrayis of one's relatives to be kover es hameis. This, that the Rambam says, that there is a mitzvah midivrayim to be kover es hameis is referring to other people who are not one's relatives. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat v'shitas Rambam. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat v'shitas Rambam is as follows. This, that the Rambam says, that there is a chiyuv kvuras hameis minatira. The Rambam means to say that there is a chiyuv and there is an achrayis to make sure that the mace is buried. But as far as the actual mitzvah to be oisek b'kfuras hameis, the mitzvah to be oisek b'kfuras hameis is only a mitzvah midrabanon. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat v'shitas Rambam. Now getting back to this that we mentioned before, b'shem l'achem mishnah, that the entire shayla of our Gemara of kfura is mishem mizoyin oy mishem kapar is only if we are to say that the chiyuv kfura is only a chiyuv midrabanan. In the Ramban, on the other end, in Teres Adam, we find that the Ramban explains that the shayla of our Gemara is even if we are to say that the chiyuv kfura is a chiyuv minatira. And the Ramban says, this that we paskin, we do not listen to the mace who said do not bury me, is because we say sveika di sura l'chumra, which is based on this, that there is a chiyuv minatira, and therefore we will say sveika di sura l'chumra. Well, one has to understand, according to the Ramban, if we are to understand that the chiyuv kfura is a chiyuv minatira, what is the suffix of our Gemara of kfura is mishum bezyina oy mishum kapara? So to explain pshat in our Gemara, according to the Ramban, well, one has to say as follows, that the shayla of our Gemara is a shayla as far as the chiyuv kfura. which is a chiyuv mehoches chesed. Who is the chiyuv a chiyuv to? Is the chiyuv of chesed a chiyuv to the mace? That we are mechuyuv to him as chesed im hamace, which is a tzad of our gemara mishum kapara. Or is the chiyuv a chiyuv chesed to the kroivei hamace, which is a tzad of our gemara mishum bezyoina? And if we are to say that the chiyuv of chesed is a chiyuv to the mace, for that reason the mace says that he does not want to be buried, there is no chiyuv to be koyver the mace. Just like there is no chiyuv to mis chesed with someone who does not want the chesed, so too there is no chiyuv to mis chesed in a mace if he does not want to be buried. And so too we find in the Arumah that the Arumah explains pshat, and this our Gemara says, im yishum kapara amr oi ba'ina, the Arumah explains, v'kivan de'iu oinichoy anon v'aymif kadinon u'mebed oi kapara. Since our entire chiyuv is to be mischasid with a mace to make sure that he has a kapara, he does not want a kapara. That is a chiyuv how one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the shita of the Ramban. From this we find in the Rambam that the Rambam says that since the chiyuv kvura is a chiyuv minatera, for that reason, even if he says that he does not want to be buried, still there is a mitzvah of kivrei. From there one sees that the Rambam understands that the chiyuv of kivrei is not a chiyuv mishum chesed, and the chiyuv kvura is not a chiyuv tinas chesed im hameis, but rather it is a mitzvah of kvura. And since the chiyuv kvura has nothing to do with this, that there is a chiyuv tinas chesed im hameis, for that reason, even if he says leboina, but still, the mitzvah's kfura remains. Based on this, will come out that the chiyuv kfura minatera, based on the pasuk of kikaver sekurano, and the mitzvah midrabanan that the Rambam mentions in Perkei Dalam Hilchos Avos Vachal that we mentioned before, are two completely different mitzvahs. The chiyuv kfura minatera is not a chiyuv mihilchos chesed. On the other hand, midrabanan, the mitzvah of kfura is a mitzvah mihoches chesed. That is zocher what comes out b'shitas Rambam, and that is zocher the basis of the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban as far as how to explain pshat in our Gemara. In the Arzurah we find that the Arzurah says the following chiddush, that someone who is perish midachi tzibor, there is no chiyuv kaivrei. Bukhir pshat in this, that there is no chiyuv to be kaver someone who has perish midachi tzibor, is because there is no chiyuv of bein adam achaveray as far as someone who is perish midachi tzibor. And therefore the chiyuv of kfura, which is a chiyuv shbein adam achaveray, for that reason, there is no chiyuv to be kaver someone who has perish midachi tzibor. But bukhir one has to understand what happened to mishum bizayin. And mishum bizayin, the fact that he happened to perish in Darchei Tzibor is itself not a reason. Darchei should not be a chiyuv kfura mishum bizayin. So to explain pshat in the shita of the Arzurah Lachir, one can say as follows. As we find in our Gemara brings down the following drasha. The Tani Rav Shmai Yachal fil perish wa avaysa mi Darchei Tzibor yitamei. Tamad loymer ba'amav ba'aysa ma'isa amav. And from there we learn out that a kohen is nametame to a relative who is perish midarkei tzibor. Based on the drasha of ba'amav ba'aysa ma'isa amav, one can say that the Arzurah proves that the chiyuv kfura, which is mutl upon one's relatives, one does not have by someone who is perish midarkei tzibor. As far as someone who is perish midarkei tzibor, there is no chiyuv on one's relatives to bury such a person. And for that reason, the Arzurah goes and says that there is no chiyuv kfura on someone who is perish midarkei tzibor, since the chiyuv kfura is a chiyuv kfura that is mutl on one's relatives. And in the pasuk of Ba'amav, one sees that there is no chiyuv kfura on one's relatives for someone who is perish midarkei tzibor. Based on this, we find that the Mekor Baruch brings down the following chiddush. The Mekor Baruch asks the following tmiyah on the Arzurah. How can the Arzurah say that there is no chiyuv kfura as far as someone who is perish midarkei tzibor? In our Mishnah, one clearly sees that there is a chiyuv kfura on someone who is mechuyev echad midalad miseis based in. Even though, as far as avilus is concerned, we say that emes abon alein, just like there is a lach of emes abon on someone who is perish midarkei tzibor. So to answer this tmiyah, the Makar Baruch brings down the following chiddush, that even though as far as someone who is perished from the Darkei Tzibor, there is no chiyuv kfura, since from the Pasuk of Bamah we learn out that the relatives of someone who was perished without Yetziva are not Mechuyev al-Kavrei, but as far as someone who is Mechuyev Echad Midalad Mises Beistin, then the Chiyev Kvura is a Chiyev Kvura which is Motal al-Beistin. In the Pasuk of Oysol Nevos HaLa'etz Ki Kavre Sekberenu was Nischadish, that there is a Chiyev Kvura for someone who is Chayev Echad Midalad Mises Beistin which is Motal al-Beistin. And as far as the Chiyev which is Motal al-Beistin, the Chiyev applies even to someone who is a Rasha, who is not included in Amav. That is a teret that the Makor Baruch brings down from the Ner Aaron. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following Shaili Boyuhu. Hespede yikara de chaye have, o yikara de shech ve have. Lemay nafkamina da omar loytis vedua lahu gavra. Inami lafuke mi yorshim. Now, as far as this, the Gemara is a tzad, that a spada is a kara de chaye from our Gemara, one clearly sees that according to that tzad, all there is a kara de chaye and not a kara de shechfi. And for that reason, our Gemara says a mainaf gemina, lafuke mi yarshim, that if we are to say a kara de shechfi, then we are mighty the mammon from the yarshim. On the other hand, if we are to say a kara de chaye, we are not mighty the mammon from the yarshim. Now, if we are to say that even a tzad of Yikara de Chaye, but still there is Yikara de Shechvi involved as well, if so, we should be mighty Mammon from the Yarshim. And so to one sees from the following Raya of our Gemara. Our Gemara goes on to bring the following Raya Toshma V'yavei Avram Lispay Dosar V'lev Kaisa. V'yamer Mishum Yikara de Chayehu Mishum Yikara de Avram Mashu Alasara. Now, if we are to understand that even outside of Yikara de Chaye, but still, there is an element of Yikara de Shechvi as well, if so, what was the Raya of the Gemara? By being Masha Sara, they were Masha Sara L'chvayda as well. So again, from our Gemara, one clearly sees that outside of Yikara de Chaye, it is only Yikara de Chaye and not Yikara de Shechvi. This in our Gemara is a tzad, that a hesped is only a kar de chaye and not a kar de shechviz, as we find in the Ran. That the Ran explains, the Dilma einu amesim shemar gosha bekovid ubizoyin. And for that reason, our Gemara is a tzad, that a hesped is only a kar de chaye. But now one has to understand, al tzad of our Gemara, that a hesped is a kar de shechviz, do we say that a hesped is only a kar de shechviz? Or do we say that al atzad that a hesped is ikar de shechvi, a hesped has two elements, and a hesped is ikar de shechvi and ikar de chaye? From this, our Gemara says a ma'inaf kamina da amar loytis b'duel hu gavra, that if we are to say ikar de shechvi, we are not maspidim. On the other hand, if we are to say ikar de chaye, then we are maspidim. L'chayr one clearly sees that al atzad of ikar de shechvi, it is only ikar de shechvi and not ikar de chaye. But as the Chamer V'Chayei brings down from the Feiterim Parashas Chayesara, and so to one sees in this Man Chosh Mishpat Simulation and Gimos of Katan Samachtes, the Feiterim and this Man understand the Maskonas HaGemara. Once our Gemara is Peshit that a Hesped is Yikar de Shechvi, a Hesped is both Yikar de Shechvi and Yikar de Chayei. But if someone has to understand, why if he says, Al Tespeduni, do we listen to him? What happened to Yikara de Chaye? So to explain Pshat, in this Nafkamina of our Gemara, according to the Feiter and the Sma, we find that the Mefarshim explain as follows. This that we say, that if he says, Al Tavsadu U Gavra, if we are to say that a Hesped is Yikara de Shechvi, then we listen to him. We listen to him based on the rule of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis. And based on the rule of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis, we listen to him even if it affects Yikara de Chaye. But this that we say, that based on the rule of Mitzvah, Kayim Divrei Hameis, for that reason we listen to him, even if it affects Yikara de Chaye, is only if he is affected by the Hesped. If the Hesped has no effect on him whatsoever, then there is no Mitzvah, Kayim Divrei Hameis. Only B'davar Shenigei L'Meis Atzmi do we say Mitzvah, Kayim Dvarav. And therefore, if we are to say that a hesped is Yikara de Shechvi, even though a hesped has an element of Yikara de Chaye, but still if he says, Al Tesvedu U Gavra, we have to listen to him based on the rule of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis. Based on this, one can explain this that we find in the Sefer HaManig, that the Sefer HaManig says in Hilchos Avilos, that Ein Adam Rashoi Weimar Woi Tisbeduni V'misasi, B'mnei Shehesped Kvoi Dei Shalchayhu. In the Mepharshim, we find that the Mepharshim ask the following to me on the Sefer HaManig. How can the Sefer HaManig say that a person cannot say Woi Tisbeduni V'misasi, since a Hesped Kvoi Dei Shalchay, the Maskana of our Gemara Hesped is Ikara Dei Shechvi? Based on this, we said before, that even if we are to say that a hesped is ikara deshechvi, but still there is an element of ikara dechaye, for that reason, even though if he says, al tesbedu u gavra, even though we are mechuyiv to listen to him, but still the manik says that he is not allowed to say that since he is affecting ikara dechaye, and for that reason he is not allowed to say, do not be maspin me. This how he mentioned, that our tzad, that a hesped is yikar de shechvi, so too, there is an element of yikar de chaye, so too, v'chayr is mevur in the gemara megol and dafchav chesem rebeis. And so too, v'chayr one sees, from the mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Dal Amem, in Sif Dalet, Hey, and Vav. In the Arzeruah on the other end we find, that the Arzeruah in Hochas Avel, Ois Tavchav Beis clearly says, that our tzad, that a hesped is Yikar de Shechvi, then a Hesped is only Yikar de Shechvi and not Yikar de Chaye. The Arzeruah goes on to say that even though it is Pashat, Shnachas Ruach, Lekroivim, Kishamaspidim Isai, but still our Gemara is a tzad that a Hesped is only Yikar de Shechvi, since Meikar de Espeda ki Yisakin, it was Nisakin for the covet of the mace, and the Hesped was a Nisakin for the covet of the Chai, even though there is an element of Yikar de Chaye in a Hesped. That is how the Arzeruah explains Pshat in the Tzad of our Gemara that a Hesped is Yikar de Shechvi. Now, let us go on to the next Sugya. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following Halacha Amar Ula Amar Beichnun Achal Chil Vehifrish Karbin Vehimer Dase Vechazer Bai Hayal Venidche Yidche. Our Gemara goes on to bring the following raya. Amar Rav Yosef, af hanan nami tanina. Hoyu ba kachim kachim izbeach imusu kachi bede kabayis yiftu. Vavina ba maya musu. Kivan de ikto havi luhu kapar v'leisku agavaya. Lav mishum damrinan hoyu v'nidchu yidchu. Omri Abaye, Misabris Mace Mitrechrish, I have you a kapora, Mace Mitrechrish, I have you a kapora. The Tony of Shemaya Yachov, your Persha of Isa Midarke, Tibri Tommy, Tamadloimer, Baamov, Baisa, Maisa Amov. Omri Rava, Mikamadamis, Nerag Mitrechrish, and Mace Mitrechrish, Mace Mitrechrish. Kivan de Chiorche Kamais, I have you a kapora, Nerag Mitrechrish, Kivan de Lav, Chiorche Mais, have you a kapora. In other words, we have a machloikis between Abaye and Rava. By Nerag Miteich Rishai, if Nerag Miteich Rishai has a kapara or not. Abaye understands that Nerag Miteich Rishai does not have a kapara. On the other hand, according to Rava, Nerag Miteich Rishai has a kapara. And for the reason of Yosef proves from the halacha of Yamusu, that from there one sees that there is a halacha of Hayo V'nidche Yidche. Rava goes on to bring the following raya, Teda dechsev mizmar laasaf alikim bohu gayim nacho asecha timu es heich al kodshecha. Nosnu es nivas avodecha maach al oif hashamayim besar chasidecha chai seyoretz. Mai avodecha u mai chasidecha. Lav chasidecha chasidecha mamish avodecha hanoch de mechaivi dino de meikore vikivan de ikto kori uhu avodecha. Omele Abaye, Mika Medamis, Haruge Malchus, Haruge Basten, Haruge Malchus, Kivan de Shaloi Bedin Kamiktui, Havi Wukapora, Haruge Basten, Kivan de Bedin Kamiktui, Wai Havi Wukapora. And Abaye brings the following raya, Teda de Tanano, Yakovim, Oisebe Kivis Havaisov, Vis Alkadaitach, Kivan de Ikto, Havi Wukapora. Wikfiru, Rava answers by saying, Misa Ukura Bainan. On this, our Gemara asks, "Maisa Rav Ada Bar Ava Loi Hoyim Esabun Ela Einanin Sheinanino Salva Leiv V'Yisal Kadaitach Kivan De'ikvar Havu Kapara Loi Avlu." Our Gemara answers by saying, "Ba'inan Nami Icho Basar." Dekanami diktonina sacho habasar malakten es hat thomas a coven oisam makaimon shmami na. Ravashi omer. Avilas memasai kamischam estimas hagoilo, kapar memasai kahavia, miki chazu tsaira de kivra porta. Hilka chayo ve idchu yidchu. From our Gemara one sees that after the Raya of Abaye, from this we learn in our Mishnah, the Yekhevim Oisei Bekivrei Savisav, and we do not say, Kivan de Iktol Haviu Kapora, that Rava was made at Abaye, and Rava agrees to the friendship between Haruge Malchus le Haruge Beistin, and only by Haruge Malchus do we say, Kivan de Shoibadin Kamiktli Haviu Kapora. On the other hand, Haruge Beistin sins Bedin Kamiktli Misa by itself is not enough. But now one has to know, according to Rava, are we to say that now Rava was completely chayzer, and Rava now is made to divrei Abaye, that there is no difference between Haruge Beistin and the regular Misa? And if we are to say that by Haruge Beistin, Misa Kfura Ba'inan, and with Misa Kfura one has a kapara, which either includes the chabasar, or at least Miki Chazu Tzaira de Kivaporta, as Ravashi explains, then so too by regular Misa, we will say that by regular Misa one also has a Kapara. Or do we say that even after the Chazara of Rava, but still Rava differentiates between a Ruge Basin and the regular Misa, and this that we say, that with Misa Kfura one has a Kapara, that is only as far as a Ruge Basin and not as far as a regular Misa? In the Achreinim, we find a tremendous machlokes as far as how to explain Pshat and Rava Maskanas HaGemara. In the Chasam Sofer, we find that the Chasam Sofer in Yeridei Siman Shemamalaf explains that even according to the Maskana of our Gemara, we still differentiate between Haruge Beistin and the regular Misa. And only by Haruge Beistin do we say that with Misa Kvura, one has a Kapara. On the other hand, by regular Misa, we will not say that with Misa Kfura one has a Kapara. And according to the Mahalach of the Chasam Sefer, according to Rava Maskanas HaGemara, there are three different levels. As far as Haruge Malchus is concerned, then one has a Kapara right away with one's Misa. As one sees in the Pasuk of Nivla Savodacha, by Haruge Beistin, then we will say that with Misa Kfura and the Chobasa, or with Misa Kfura, and Kichazu Tzaira de Kivaporta, then one has a Kapara. On the other hand, as far as a regular Misa is concerned, even with Misa Kfura and the Chabasar, but still one will not have a Kapara. That is a Shita of the Chasam Sofer. On the other hand, Ramosha Negris Moshe, in Yerdeya Chilakav Simon Reish Amen Hei, argues on the Chasam Sofer. And Ramosha explained that according to the Maskana of our Gemara, Haruge Beistin and the regular Misa are exactly the same. And if we are to say that by Haruge Beistin with Misa Kfura V'Yichol Basar one has a Kapara, then so too by regular Misa we will say that with Misa Kfura V'Yichol Basar one will have a Kapara. And according to Ravashi, that the Kapara starts even before Yichol Basar, Miki Chazu Tzaira de Kivra Porta, so too by regular Misa we will say that after Misa Ukfura Miki Chazu Tzaira de Kivaporta, one has a Kapara. That is how Ramosha explains Pshat and the Shita of Rava according to the Maskana of our Gemara. In the Ramah, in Yerideya Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sef Base, we find that the Ramah says as follows, Umotu Litin Tzid Olav, Kdewa Achel Habasar Maher. The Taz and Sef Katan Gimel explains Pshat in the Ramah as follows, since the Pasuk says, Besari Olav Yechav, for that reason we say, Kozmancha Besari Olav Yechav, Einei Noyach Min Hadin. And for the reason the Ramah says, the one is allowed to put Tzid Olav Kedewa Achel Habasar Maher. Well, here one has to understand Pshat in the Ramah, as we find there, Moshe asks, in Yerideya Chil Gimel Simen Kof Mem Gimel. In our Gemara we find there, Vashi says, Miki Chazu Tzaira De Kivapurta, one has a Kapara, and one does not have to wait till the time of Yichol Basar in order to have a Kapara. If so, what is Pshat in this that the Ramah says? The one is allowed to put Siddha Olav Kedewa Achel Basar Maher. What is the point of making sure that the Basar is Nes'achel Maher? even before the time of Yichabasar, when he already has a kapara. So to explain Pshat Normal, we find there Moshe says as follows, that this, that according to Ravashi, Miki Chazut Saira de Kivapurta, one has a kapara, is only by Haruge Beistin. And even though a maskana of our Gemara B'shitas Rava, Haruge Beistin, do not have the same kapara as Haruge Malchus, but still, Haruge Beistin have more of a kapara than someone who is Meis HaMitasai. And therefore, by Haruge Beistin, Ravashi says, that one has a kapara miki chazut saira de kivra porta. On the other, by regular mace, then even according to Ravashi, one needs to have yichobasar in order to have a kapara, and for that reason the Rama says that one is allowed to put sid olav kdewa achal habasar maher, which is not like the Ramesha that we mentioned before, who explains amaskanas hagemora. Haruge beistin and mace almitase are exactly the same. Now one has to understand, if we are to say that there is no difference between a Ruge Basin and a regular Meis HaMitase, if so, again one has to understand Pshat in the Ramah. What is Pshat in this? The Ramah says that there is a heter to put Sid al Habasar in order to Ma'achal Habasar Maher. According to Ravashi, even before Ich Habasar, one has a Kapara. So to explain Pshat in the Ramah, if we are to argue on the Chsam Sefer, Bachir, one can say based on this, that we find by Ramesha and Yerdeh Chilak base, Simon Kov Samach Aleph. The Ramesha explains Pshat and Ravashi as follows. And Ramesha says, Avo Efshar Degam, where Ravashi would Nigmar Akapora at Achar Gemar Icho. Avo Kivan Chekvar Eschila Akapora, Ein Lem Shov Chaymer Chayve Misais. For Ashon Hoyulikvar Oysam Bimakayman. In other words, even according to Ravashi, the Kapora is only Nigmar after Icho Basar. Just the kapara starts before Icho Basar, and since the kapara starts before Icho Basar, for that reason, really one should be Ati and Fanes Hameis from Kivrei Beistin to Kivrei Avesav after the kapara starts, which according to Ravashi starts Mikichazut Saira de Kivra Porta. And for that reason, the Ramah says that one is allowed to put Sid Agabi Psar Hameis in order to Ma'achal the Basar Meir, since the Gemara Kapara is dependent upon the complete Icho HaBasar. That is how one can explain Pshat V'shitas HaRama if we are to argue on the Chsam Sefer's Mahalach in our Gemara. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara says, Kivei Dirav, Havashaku Minei Afro Le'ishta Bas Yema, Asu Amri L'shmu Amr Hu Yoas Avdin, Karka Ilam Hu V'Karka Ilam Eino Neseres. And our Gemara goes on to explain that the Makar, the Karka Ilam, is not Neseres. It's from this that the Pasuk says, Vayashvech es hafara al kever b'nei ha'am. Makesh kever b'nei ha'am ma'avidizara. Ma'avidizara b'mechubar le'misra. Tichsiv asharatam yershim isam es aleihayam. Ala harim haramim. Ala harim aleihayam. Vaya harim aleihayam. Hachanami b'mechubar le'misra. And in order for a kever to be Nesar, Gemara goes on to say that only a kever binyan is Nesar, which Rashi explains to mean that a kever binyan is referring to a kever shaboni l'maylam nakarka. And Rashi goes on to explain the kevasi b'avidizara b'ayi shaboni mitchila l'avidizara asar, the tolosh u'b'sev chibrei havi tolosh u'inyan avidizara, the kever nami iskosh avidizara. From this, our Gemara says that the makor that Karka Ilam is not Nesar, is from this, that Avodah Zarah b'mechubar le'misra l'chayil one sees, that a kever b'mechubar is not considered a kever. Just like we find that the Brisk Rav explains, this Avodah Zarah b'mechubar le'misra is because Avodah Zarah b'mechubar is not considered an Avodah Zarah. So too, as far as a kever b'mechubar, that the Gemara says that we were now a kever from Avodah Zarah, a kever b'mechubar is not considered a kever. Only a kever binyan is considered a kever, and for that reason, only a kever binyan is misra b'ana. Based on this, one can explain the following chiddush we find in the Shulte Agibarim. The Shulte Agibarim says this, that a kever b'karka ilam is not neser b'ana, is only a kever shol yachid. And by kever shol yachid, we differentiate between a kever shol binyan or a kever b'karka ilam, but a base kvarish al rabim even a kever b'karkayum is aser bana. Kivon da'akto hu karkal beis hakvores. Okay, one has to understand pshat and the shulte agibayim what happened to the halacha. That karkayum is not neser bana. Based on this, what we said before, one can explain pshat and the shulte agibayim as follows. Since this, that a kever b'karkayum is not aser bana, is because we do not have a kever. A kever b'karkayum is not considered a kever. For that reason, by Beis HaKfores, when it was makta the Mokim to be a Beis HaKfores, then the Mokim is considered a Beis HaKfores. And since the Mokim is considered a Beis HaKfores, for that reason, the entire Mokim is Aser Bana. That is Zuchira, how one can explain Pshat in the Shulte Agibayim. In the Ramah, in Yerodea Simin Shin Samach Dalet Zafalof, we find that the Ramah makes down the following Machlokes. What is the Halacha? As far as karka shalochim in a kever v'chazoi v'nosnei olav, is that karka aser bana or not? Do we say that just like a kever binyan is aser bana, even though it is talosh of a seif chibrei, so too the karka shalochim in a kever v'chazoi v'nosnei olav is also aser bana? Or do we say that the karka is mutter bana? As our mob brings down in the Torah b'shem Harav Rav Yishaya, we find that Ben Yishaya understands that the karka shalochim in a kever v'chazev and nosnei olav is aser bana, just like a regular tolosh ua b'seif chibrei. On the other hand, the mob brings down v'yesh cholkim u'matirin, which is a sheet of the Torah b'shem Harosh. Now to explain pshat in this machlekes harishenim, okay, one can explain pshat in this machlekes harishenim as follows. That the machlekes harishenim is a fundamental machlekes as far as how to explain this at Tosh Ubisav Chibre is Aser Bana by Avodah Zarah. Do we understand this at Tosh Ubisav Chibre is Aser Bana by Avodah Zarah? Is because Tosh Ubisav Chibre is considered Tosh? Or do we say this at Tosh Ubisav Chibre is Aser Bana by Avodah Zarah? Is because this, that Mechuber is not Aser by Avodah Zarah, is dependent upon the Shem Karka. Whatever is considered Karka is not Neser Bana. Tosh Obasev Chibre, on the other hand, is not considered Karka. And since it is not considered Karka for that reason, it is Aser Bana. If we are to understand this, that Tosh Obasev Chibre by Avodah Zarah is Aser Bana, is because it is considered Ketolosh, and so too, as far as the Isra Anav Kever is concerned, a Tolosh Obasev Chibre is considered Tolosh for that reason. A Kever that is Tolosh Obasev Chibre is Aser Bana. For that reason, so too we will say that Karka Shalachim and a Kever Vachaze Vinosni Olav is considered Tolosh Vaser Bana, which is a sheet of the Torah B'Shem Harav Rav Yishaya. On the other hand, if we are to understand this, a Tolosh Obasev Chibre is Aser Bana, is because it is not considered Karka. And only something which is considered karka is not neser bana. Then we will say that karka shalachim in a kever v'chazei v'nosnei olav is considered karka. And since it is considered karka, for that reason, the Torah B'Shem Rosh says that such karka shalachim in a kever v'chazei v'nosnei olav is mutter bana. So again, we have a seeming machlekes as far as how to understand the halacha of Tolosh Ubisav Chibre, that Tolosh Ubisav Chibre is Aser Bana. For the basis of this machlekes is dependent upon how to understand the drasha of Eliheim Alaharim Voyaharim Eliheim, that from there we learn out the Avodah Zarah B'Mechuber LeKarka LeYisra. Do we understand that the drasha was mechadish, that a har cannot be nesar b'yisuri hana of Avodah Zarah? Or do we understand pshat in the drasha that the har itself is not considered an Avodah Zarah, like we mentioned before, b'shem the risker of? If we are to understand that the entire drasha is just this, that the har is not nesar b'ana, then we will say that the halacha is halacha in mechuber, that whatever is considered mechuber is not nesar b'ana. And this, that we find that Tolosh Ubisav Chibre is aser b'ana, is only because we will say that Tolosh Ubisav Chibre, as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, is considered like Tolosh. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the Yisoid Hadin is just this, that a har cannot become an Avodah Zarah, then the halacha is dependent upon the shem karka. Whatever is considered karka ilam cannot become an avodah zarah. And therefore this that we say, that Torah Shabbosev Chibri can become an aser be'isra avodah zarah, is because Torah Shabbosev Chibri is not considered like karka ilam. And for that reason, it can become an avodah zarah and will be aser ba'na'ah. And so too, as far as the kever is concerned, one will have the same machleike since the makar. For this, the mechuber is not aser ba'na'ah by a kever is from avodah zarah. For that reason, the same machleike will apply. Do we understand that the halacha is halacha in the isra na'ah of kever, that a kever b'mechuber does not become aser ba'na'ah? Or do we understand that a kever b'mechuber is not considered a kever, if we are to say that the entire halacha is halacha mihochas yisur ha'na'ah, that a kever b'karka ilam does not become aser b'yisur ha'na'ah, then it is halacha nihochas mechuber, that mechuber cannot have the isur ha'na'ah of kever, and tolosh b'sev chibre is considered like tolosh? On the other hand, if we are to understand that a kever b'karka ilam is not considered a kever, then the halacha of tolosh b'sev chibre is because we say that in order not to be considered a kever, only something which is considered karka ilam is not considered a kever. Tolosh Shabbosev Chibur, which is not considered like karka ilam, is considered a kever, and therefore it is Nasar Ba'na'ah. That is a chira. One can explain the basis of this Machlokes HaRishayim.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.